This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. The Dallas Arboretum has embraced orange and gold despite the fact that it feels like summer. We got an early peek at the sea of squash, the gaggle of gourds, and the profusion of pumpkins. It takes 50 well-trained professionals 3 full weeks to flip the calendar from summer to autumn at the Dallas Arboretum. That sounds like a lot of work. Creating a pumpkin village that spans an entire acre doesn't happen overnight.
We actually have over 65,000 pumpkin, squash, and gourds in our displays here in the pumpkin village and throughout the Arboretum gardens as well this year, so the most we've ever had.
Dave Forehand is the vice president of gardens at the Arboretum. He says it takes 12 tractor trailers to haul in all the fall. And the final product is dramatic. 4 whimsical pumpkin houses, Cinderella's carriage pulled by cornstalk horses, a footbridge arching over a river made of blue-gray Jarrahdale pumpkins. Forehand says those are his favorite.
And it's the best eating pumpkin, too. So if you actually want to cook, that's the one to get. Most people don't realize the blue one is the good one for cooking.
In true 10-year-old fashion, Nicholas Chance has chosen a gnarlier favorite.
Probably the ones with lots of lumps. They're cool looking.
The pumpkin pros actually call them warts, and the variety on display at the Arboretum is called the Red Warty Hubbard. While you might not think of the Lone Star State as a fall harvest mecca, everything in the pumpkin village was grown north of Lubbock in a little town called Floydada.
That's where all the pumpkins, gourds, and squash are grown, as far west Texas. They have cool nights, which are perfect for pumpkins.
North Texas might be feeling those cool nights before long. Fall officially starts Monday. If that's not soon enough, the Arboretum will be glad to provide a preview this weekend. Courtney Collins, KERA News.